Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is the legendary, one of the best D-line coaches in the history of college football, Pete Jenkins. Pete joins me. He's on the road like Willie Nelson, and he's in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I just got back from Monroe, Louisiana, with Terry Bowden, and Coach has been with Nick Saban and his staff. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yes, I'm really happy to, Lee. Thank you if I haven't.
You know, you're tired like me. We've been working, 14, 16-hour days today?
And yesterday.
Yeah,
and for the love. And tomorrow.
Right,
and tomorrow.
Right, and for the love of football.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to get a lot done. First, we're going to promote the camp that y'all do in Thibodaux. It's been going on for years. We're going to promote that heavily. And then we're going to talk about how you're traveling the country, still consulting, still loving the game, still going to university, still helping D-lines, and with all the great knowledge that you possess, Coach. But I wanted to share with you, I just got back from Monroe, and I remember talking to you in my hotel last night. You're in your hotel today. And, and I was with your friend, Terry Bowden, for about three hours and 5 hours. I was with the staff. But you love Terry. Terry's a great guy.
Terry, he was a great person to work for. You know, the guy is not only a good football coach, Lee, he's just a good human being, you know, and he was just great to work for. He was always good to his people. And like I say, he's also now, he has a talent for the game too. He's really got a great feel for offensive football. And I'm sure he'll do a good job. I'm excited about him in Monroe. And as you know, after spending the day with him, he's excited about it.
Oh, he's got so much energy, Pete.
Yeah, yes,
he has. And being around him, I was with him and his staff, and being around Coach West and Coach Rodriguez, and Coach Tony.
Good coaches.
Tony Hull we hired from Warren Easton High School in New Orleans. But I had a chance.
He's got a good staff. He's put together a good staff, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot of success.
Coach, how's it been in Alabama? I know you've been all over the country consulting like you've always done, but I know you're in Alabama, but you've been in a lot of other places so far helping.
I was at Georgia last week. I'll be at Kentucky next week. I'll be at South Carolina the next week. I'll be at Texas the next week. I mean, it's a busy time of the year for me, Lee.
I mean, you're a walking encyclopedia, Coach, with D-line. I mean, I remember when I was in Destin and I visited you and your wife, Linda, and you had those tapes on VHS. And you told me, Lee, we got to convert these tapes. And I didn't even know how to do it. And I got you with James and he helped you convert them.
Yeah.
But you've got all your teaching on these tapes for people to get.
I've always been such a visual learner. I guess what that turned into was be a visual teacher. And I think words paint pictures, but pictures really paint things in people's mind, you know? And so I try to teach with it. I work all the time on my tapes. And now, you know, Lee, now I'm computer all the way.
Okay.
And I have a program that I make my own tapes and things like that. So it's been good, and it's been good for my information sharing, and it's also been a kind of a hobby for me, and that's been enjoyable. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have more of Pete Jenkins. When we come back, I want to ask Pete about his camps and plug Don Rodrigue, who's also a big part of the camps, the lineman camp in Thibodaux. We're going to talk about the dates and how you can sign up and all that good stuff. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Pete Jenkins, one of the best D-line coaches in the history of college football. Pete was with the Eagles not too long ago with the Philadelphia Eagles, and With LSU, three different coaches, Mississippi State, Auburn with Terry Bowden.
Yeah.
Florida State back in the day, way back.
Yeah.
And now consulting and still doing it, still loving it. Coach, the lineman camp, I talked to Don 3 weeks ago, and he told me to get in touch with you. And Don's such a great guy, you know.
He is. Really good person, yeah. Really is.
The camp, tell everybody, I think it starts with June 19th?
June 19th, yes, that's registration day. It runs through midday on Tuesday. We begin on Saturday, and whatever that Tuesday is, we go a half a day on Tuesday. And in that time, they have eight practices and four night meetings, I believe it is. And it is absolutely, and I hate to brag on my own participation in the camp, but it's a bunch of great coaches, and I think we help kids to be just better football players. You know, it's not an entertainment camp. It's not a recruiting camp. It's not an evaluation camp. It's just we're down there to help them be more proficient in their skills playing the game of football. So, yeah, I really believe in it, Lee. I'm totally committed to it. I was devastated last year when we weren't able to do it because of the COVID.
Yeah.
But we're so happy, and the coaches are happy, and our registration is going really good, according to Don. So I'm looking forward to it. I believe in the camp, and I've enjoyed it so much.
Coach, how many years have y'all done this camp? Many years.
31. I think it's 31.
That's incredible. Yeah. And what, Jesse Daigle, when you were the originators of this, huh?
Jesse and a boy named Kenny Farrow and I were working at LSU together. And there were camps for kickers, and there were camps for quarterbacks and all that. And then we said, hey, you know, maybe we can help kids. Maybe we can help the line play in the state of Louisiana. And so we went into the venture. We started with 46 kids the first year.
Wow.
And, of course, now it's over 500. You know, we can't take many more than 500. But it's been well attended, and I think the kids enjoy it. It's hard. It's hard now, and it's challenging. It's very intense. It's very intense 4 days. Three practices a day and a night meeting.
Okay.
So, but let me tell you, we help kids. We help them, and we don't do schematics. We're not we're trying to enhance their skills.
Yeah.
We're not teaching them schemes or anything like that. So we don't ever infringe on the high school. It's all about their skills in playing linebacker, and then offensively for interior guards, tackles, and tight ends.
I was going to ask you if tight ends were a part of that. I'm glad you mentioned
that. Yes, they are. And linebackers, yeah.
Coach, you know, you're giving expertise you're doing in Alabama. You're coming in teaching these kids technique that you can't get just about anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of great coaches coming. Any guys you want to mention that are committed to it that are going
to
be there?
Yeah. You'd enjoy the coaching staff. Because of the NCAA rules, college coaches are not allowed to work in the camp.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we have quite a few high school coaches. And then we have a number of pro defensive line coaches. And one guy at Brendan Daly, the defensive line coach at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Ryan Nielsen at the New Orleans Saints. You know, they don't come to sign autographs. They come and coach their players.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a pretty intense thing. I'd be wrong if I didn't tell you that. It's pretty intense, but the rewards I think are worth it. And I think the kids live there with a lot of pride that they came and we have a shirt. Our shirt reads, "I survived line camp." And, you know, we changed that after about 5 years, and the kids were asking, hey, where's my I Survived shirt?
Oh, they love that shirt.
So we went back to it. And let me tell you, we've done it long enough that we have some fathers that wear the T-shirts that we gave them, I Survived, and bringing their kids to the camp.
Second generation.
That is the neatest thing, man. It really is.
And Coach, it's 4 days, starts June 19th.
Yes,
and they,
that's right.
Tell them
half a day on it.
Tell them an email or something they can go to register.
Okay, we have a website, and it's Louisiana Land Camp. And they can register. You can register on most of the people who come now are register online.
Okay.
And everything. So yeah, they're in the dorms. The dorms are well supervised. We hire people to be dorm counselors. They eat in the dining hall at Nichols. And I mean, it's just like, it's like a football camp. It's like a pro football camp. It's what it's like. And so they're away from home, but we have a lot of supervision, and you know, we work them hard enough. We don't have a lot of action. three practices daily. They're ready to go to bed.
Yeah, it's learning and working, and that's why you're there.
Yeah, it is.
Coach, take a quick break. Come back with you and think about any stories on your travels lately. Any D lines that really stand out to you, kids at some of these colleges that really impressed you over the last few weeks. We'll be right back with more Pete Jenkins. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. We've got Pete Jenkins on, Hall of Fame D-line coach. Coach, any stories you'd like to share with mamas and daddies about some of these kids coming up at some of these colleges on the D-line?
You mean like where I've been
just being in different schools?
Well, I think Georgia has a nose defensive tackle that probably can be as good as he is in the country. He's got great size, and he can run, and he'll be an interesting guy for him to watch when Georgia plays on TV. He's number 99, and he'll be easy to find because he's 6'5", maybe 345.
That's a North Carolina kid from North Carolina.
He is from North Carolina. He is. Now, let me say this to you, too. I really enjoyed, you know, in January and February, I work with college players that are hopeful to go to the NFL. Mm-hmm. And then in February, I work with a pro lineman. And I work with David Onyemata.
Wow.
Who is at the Saints. And let me tell you, a great football player, but an even better person. He's number 93 in the black and gold at New Orleans. And then I had Marcus Davenport, number 92, the defensive end. They were great to work with. They got a great coach in Ryan Nielsen down there. And as you know, they've played extremely well over the last several years. They've been really good on defense.
Yeah, very.
So,
good.
Yeah, I'm really fortunately, I have had some great experiences and had to – chance to work with some terrific people.
Carl, Coach, have you talked to Carl Dunbar any? I know he's still in the NFL. Carl Dunbar?
Yeah. Yes. I guess once a week would probably be. We probably speak at least once a week. I'm very proud of him. I tell you, Pittsburgh has really played good on defense. They've led the league in sacks the past 2 years.
Wow.
Which is Carl's area, you know, and he's done a great job, I think, coaching. He's had a great career and everything. So I'm really proud of Carl, really proud of him.
The Plaisance native from Opelousas.
Yes. Area. In fact, he was home not long ago. I was in Miami working in that job I was telling you about, and he sent me a picture of a bowl of gumbo. It looked like, oh, my mouth started watering and everything. And he was home in Plaisance, and his mom had made a bowl of gumbo. Or a pot of gumbo, but he sent me a picture of a bowl, and I told him, I said, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Coach, I always think of some of your guys that you coached at LSU, like Mark Butte, You know, Henry Thomas from Texas.
Oh, gosh, Henry. Now, the Henry lives in Houston and has a nice job in Houston. Played 14 years, Lee.
Incredible.
14 years. Now, let me change that. Started 14 years. Mm-hmm. Started. He, if you look him up in the Vikings, he registered in 11 years. He registered 1,000-something tackles.
Wow. For D tackle.
And yes, and listen to this. As a D tackle, he had 93.5 sacks.
That's incredible.
Yes. He had a beautiful career. Now, in that job that I do in January or February, he comes in and works with me and also works in the football camp in Thibodaux.
Wow.
Yeah, he comes in. Henry should have been a coach, but he waited too late to get interested. Mm-hmm. But he loves coaching and he does a great job with kids.
Coach,
he's one of my favorites.
You know, it's amazing. Him and John Randall, neither one of them were highly recruited, and they have 200 sacks between the two of them on that D-line.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah. And, you know, Henry was kind of the steady player. John was the take-a-chance type guy and everything. And Henry backed him up, you know, at that. But I remember hearing people say, Lee, that they were the best pair of tackles in the National Football League. Mm.
Yeah, and you look at the LSU guys, Chad Lavallee and Glenn Dorsey.
Yes.
Marcus Spears, the late Marcus Hill. LSU's had some great players on that.
Oh, yeah.
Line.
Yeah, Leonard Marshall.
Leonard.
Ramsey Darnar. You know, I mean, they go back. Benji Thibodeau, Georgia Tia. I mean, golly, they was just Carl Wilson from Baker.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Elko.
Clinton James, Bill Elko. I mean, it was just –
Lyman White.
They were just a bunch of great kids, man. It was the highlight of my life, working and coaching at LSU. And you know, I heard you say earlier, three coaches. I think probably I got an NCAA record. I worked for five different head coaches at LSU.
Wow, I didn't know it was five. Wow.
Five. I worked for Jerry Stovall, great man. I worked for Bill Arnsperger. I worked for Mike Archer. I worked for Nick Saban. And then I worked for Ed Ogeron.
Five coaches. Wow.
Five different head coaches at the same university.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. And I'm grateful for every minute of it. I really am.
Still love LSU. I know you have a place in Baton
LSU.
Rouge and Florida.
Yes,
too.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And love LSU, and we'll always love LSU.
Coach, quick break. When we come back, I want to promote the camp one more time and
okay.
Let you give out
great.
The site. We'll be right back with more of Pete Jenkins, legendary coach. Still doing it. Still consulting with colleges. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys. Just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Pete Jenkins. Pete, before we end the show, please promote the camp again. It's going to start June 19th, 4 days in Thibodaux. And many big name instructors. Again, it's a camp to learn. Not one of these.
Right.
It's not a recruit camp.
Nope.
O-line, D-line, tight ends, and linebackers.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And let me say this to you. And I'd like to say this about the camp while I got a minute. There is a commitment there that is rare to find. Our commitment, I tell the coaches on defense that I hire to come in there, I tell them, I say, you know, I want you to coach them like they were your kids and coach them like you were going to play with them in September. And that's what we do. There is a commitment level there that I think would be impressive to you, Lee. We're not down there for anything other than to help those kids get to be better football players. And I got such a great group of men that come down there to work. And I have the same guys almost every year. Mm. They just keep coming back and working down there. And, you know, you mentioned Dunbar. He comes down there. Bo Davis. Now, I lost Bo as a coach because he left pro football and he went to Texas, University of Texas, to coach. So college coaches can't do that because of NCAA rules. But it is such a great coaching staff, you know, and dedicated men.
Well, I'm honored to have you on while you're trying to work that 18-hour day in Alabama.
Coach, the thing I know, I got another one tomorrow.
And you're still going to be in Alabama, right, Coach?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Alabama. I'm going to be here until Saturday morning.
And then you hopefully get some rest before you go out again.
Huh? I'm gonna rest 2 days, and I'm off to Kentucky.
Wow. And Stoops.
Yeah. Yep. And Stoops is a great man. I love going there, and I love he's done such a great job at the University of Kentucky. And I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Coach, do you know, speaking of Kentucky, before we go, they put out some good D linemen, DNs, this past 3 years.
They have. You know, you take Bud Dupree, who just left the Steelers. He was a free agent. Mm-hmm. And Za'Darius Smith, who is at the Packers. Oh, I had both of those kids. I've worked with both of those kids in my program in February.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, Bud came to Baton Rouge to work in the program when I did it at Traction 1 year out in Baton Rouge. Yeah.
They're both Georgia boys too, right?
Ryan Terrio, man, what a great guy that is. Boy, I'm telling you now, he's really good to me.
Kentucky's recruiting Georgia pretty good.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, they do that and they do Ohio.
Yeah.
They kind of Georgia and Ohio. That's a bit where they get a lot of their players. But he's done a nice job there. When he first got that job, there weren't many football players on campus. But he's done a good job recruiting, and, you know, he's been to bowl games. He's beaten Penn State. He's beaten Virginia Tech. He's had a real successful run, and I think he's going to have a good team this year.
Well, you got to get your rest, Coach. I know you like
me. Okay, my friend.
We just I got in from Monroe, and I was so honored to get you on to help promote this
camp
and have you to be a part of it.
Thank you for saying thank you for the kind words, Lee. I appreciate it very much.
Pete, give it one more
means
time.
A lot.
Give that site one more time for the camp.
Nichols State? Oh, the website?
Yeah.
It's LouisianaLineCamp.com.
It's June 19th. If you have a kid that's an O or D lineman or a linebacker or a tight end, it's not just O-D line, it's tight end linebackers too. Make sure you sign up for this camp, because where can you go for 4 days – and learn the game with about 5,000 years of experience among all these coaches.
Yeah, yes, that's the truth. About 5,000 on my part.
right, at least.
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel that way tonight, Lee.
Well, Coach, get your rest, man.
Yeah.
I know Nick needs
okay, buddy.
More. And look, don't hang up yet. We're going to end the show. Everybody go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to get Jace to put up the date of the camp on our site to help Coach out, help get the word
out. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it so much, Lee.
And don't hang up yet, Coach, but we'll talk to everybody on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.